I didn't really have much preparation. We were supposed to do this in June. So you get the short preparation version, okay? I wanted to read one of my favorite passages of Scripture because it's something that Jesus quoted himself. It's from an Old Testament prophecy, but Jesus quoted it to say that when he came, he was initiating this prophecy that had hundreds and hundreds of years earlier, where God had said, this is my agenda. This is what I want to do when I have people's hearts as my own. And then when Jesus came, he read this and he said, today, this is all starting to happen the minute he showed up. So I want to read you that passage. It's from Isaiah 61. And it's Jesus speaking through the prophet Isaiah. And he says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, and he has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce freedom for those who are bound. He has sent me to tell all of those who have been mourning that the time of his favor has come. He has sent me to tell all of those of his people who have been mourning that he will give beauty for ashes, and he will give joy instead of mourning, and praise instead of despair. He will rebuild the ruins of past generations, and instead of shame and dishonor, you will inherit a double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. And he says, I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering, and everyone will realize that these people are blessed by the Lord. Isn't that a great passage of Scripture for this occasion? It's going to be hard to hold this with one hand and the mic with the other hand. I heard somebody say one time that God is the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances, and all of the teaching that I see in Scripture says what amounts to the same thing. But my understanding of Scripture is that it's even better than that. God doesn't just give you a second chance. He gives you a first chance again. Because when our sins have been forgiven, when our failures have been removed, it's the first chance that we have. It's way better than a makeup test. So this is a first chance again. No pressure. You belong to Jesus. I do think it's amazing that God, I'm amazed the longer I walk with him to see how often he saves the very best for the last. I personally kind of hate that because I want the very best in the beginning. But too often we're not ready for that. I was thinking about these two, and I was thinking, this is like a fairy tale, really. If you know them, this is the kind and noble prince, after years of great adversity, finally getting to marry the beautiful princess. Isn't it? I mean, it really is. And the thing that makes it even more amazing is they both think that they're the frog. They both do. Isn't that great? He doesn't think he's a noble prince, and she doesn't think she's a beautiful princess. Have you ever seen her look more beautiful?
Every day.
Yeah. It's a great thing, isn't it? So here we are. We're at this blessing that probably nobody a couple of decades ago would have ever, would you have ever imagined in your wildest dream that you'd be marrying a pastor?
No.
Would you in your wildest dream have been thinking that you would be a pastor? See? So there you go. There's a couple of miracles right there. Here's what the Bible teaches us. And I don't know how he does it, except that he's God. But God saw this day in his mind's eye and brought joy to his heart to bless these two with each other. Way before you fell in love with him, way before you fell in love with her, God saw this day. And this is a blessing that I think we're all going to look back and we're going to realize we had no idea how wonderful this was going to be. And it gets way better than this, as cool as this is right now. But here's the sticky wicket. The path that leads to the blessing so often does not look like it's leading to a blessing. And the path that led to this blessing was filled with pain. And it was filled with betrayal and heartbreak and broken dreams and disappointment. And many times along the path that led to this blessing right here, which is just the beginning, looked like anything but a path leading to a blessing. And what I love about these two as I've watched them is that despite pain and despite betrayal and despite their personal failures, despite weaknesses and bondage in their lives, when Jesus called them, they said yes. And they said yes no matter what. And a lot of what's happened. A lot of bad stuff happened. And they purposed in their hearts that they were going to follow anyway. And there's not a lot of that going around. There really isn't. And I always tell people Wayne is my hero. I have never seen anybody like him. I've never seen anybody that could be hurt the way that he's been hurt in his life and still give kindness in return. And he reminds me of somebody. He reminds me of Jesus. In fact, Karen said, "It's going out with Wayne is like dating Jesus." You know what? That is the way it's supposed to be, isn't it? So I remember many conversations that Wayne and I had in the last few years of dealing with our own personal heartaches. Talking about other people and people we want to see God bless. And I remember Wayne, years ago, for years, has been praying that God would bless you with somebody that would cherish you. Both of you know what it's like to be thrown away. And that makes it even sweeter to know there's somebody that cherishes you. He didn't know he was going to be that guy. He was just praying that God would send that man, and it just turned out to be him. Didn't that just make you smile? Because you think, what other stuff has God got in his pockets that we haven't seen yet? And we're trying to figure out how it's going to happen, and he is already smiling, and the angels are snickering because they know what's ahead. These guys both found their true life in Jesus. And that wasn't because things were going smoothly, because they weren't. They both have decided to seek God first and put others second and themselves last. And you, those of you that know them know that they've lived that way for years. I don't know if I know anybody personally that I've watched that's done that as much as Pastor Wayne. I've watched their years of faithfulness through years of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Crying yourself to sleep, And here we are. And all that time, God had this in his mind. So, kind of gets exciting when you look at it that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Wayne. I don't have to call you Reverend, do I?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then hopefully when I'm done, you'll say, I will. Because I have no idea what to do if you don't, but I'm pretty sure you will. Wayne, look me in the eyes. If you can see my eyes through the reflection. Will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love her and comfort her and honor her and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both live?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a similar question and think about it. Sure. Sure you have. Karen, will you have this man to be your husband? To live together in holy marriage. Will you love him and comfort him and honor and keep him in sickness and in health? Neither one of you are spring chickens, so. I mean that in the nicest possible way. And forsaking all others, will you be faithful to him as long as you both live? And I believe you. Would you face your bride? I'm going to ask you short sentence questions to repeat after me as you're speaking to her. And it's my job to remind you that God is listening to these vows. I, Wayne,
take you, Karen,
to be my wife.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward. For better or worse. For richer or poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Until we're parted by death. I promise you, with God's help, to love you, and serve you, as Christ commands,
as long as we both live.
This is my solemn vow. Now, Karen, to your groom. I, Karen. Take you, Wayne. To be my husband. To have and to hold. From this day forward. For better or worse. For richer or poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Until we are parted by death. And I promise you. With God's help. To love you. And serve you. As Christ commands. As long as we both live. And this is my solemn vow. I believe them. So would you take this ring? These don't make you married, but they remind you that you made these promises to somebody in God's sight. and they remind you that somebody made these promises to you. So it's a double blessing. So I'm going to, as you put it on her finger, Wayne, repeat after me. Karen,
this ring
is the sign of my promise to you.
And I give it to you. And I give it to you.
With the pledge of all my love.
With the pledge of all my love.
I'm having problems with this whole thing. Sorry. Okay, now you take that. That is a big ring. Whoa. It's like a wristband. Okay. Slip that on his finger as you repeat after me. Wayne. This ring is the sign of my promise to you.
This ring is the sign of my promise to you.
And I give it to you.
And I give it to you.
With the pledge of all of my love.
With the pledge of all of my love.
Wow. It was a little tight, but it did go on. So, could you hold that while I pray for them? We're at the limits of our microphone cord. So, would you all join me since we are their family? And I'm going to pronounce God's blessing upon them. What we want to do is we want to pledge ourselves to help in all that God wants to do to make this what he wants it to be. So let's pray. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for seeing this day when neither one of these people standing before me could see anything but their own tears. And they couldn't imagine anything except a life alone. And you saw their hearts, and you saw this day when I'd be putting my hands on their shoulders and you would be making them husband and wife. And you see the path that's ahead. And we know that the best part is still to come. But we know from looking backwards that the path to the blessing doesn't always look like it's headed towards a blessing. So, Lord, for those times, we are asking that you would carry them. We're asking that they would carry one another and uphold each other, and we pledge ourselves as their family in Christ to support them as they endeavor to live their lives for you. Should be an amazing thing to watch, because we've watched each of them do that alone. So I pray for Wayne, Lord, that he would blossom. And it's already a beautiful thing to just see what you've done in his life. And I pray for Karen, that she would blossom to all that you have always wanted for her to be. I pray you teach them how to love each other, Lord. There's lots of baggage and wounding that comes along with this package. And my prayer is that you would just work it all for your good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Your word says that you can. I pray they would have understanding for one another. Teach them to know themselves, to know each other. Mm-hmm. I pray that they would strengthen each other in forgiveness. And Lord, I pray that you would look down at every moment of this marriage and it would make you smile. And our prayer is that the picture that you want marriage to paint of how you love your bride and how close you want to be with your bride, that this would be an example. All of us can watch and say, wow, this is what Jesus had in mind when he called us to be married to him. So, Lord, we pray all these things, knowing that the burden of all of it's going to rest on your shoulders, and as they give you their will, as mm-hmm. they've done separately, and now they're doing together. Mm-hmm. I pray this would exceed all of their expectations. Mm-hmm. constant blowing of their minds with your goodness. So we pray your blessing on the kind and noble prince and on the beautiful princess that you brought together. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, why don't you just stand right there? Natalie's going to say. To sing when you're crying. This is only the beginning. So much lies ahead. I hope that you will remember the things Jesus said. So the house that is divided stand it all, but a life that's built on Jesus' love is never gonna fall. When the day's just a memory, I want you to know he'll still be working faithfully, that your love in him will grow. As you try to follow Jesus every step along the way, growing a little bit stronger every single day. But it's only beginning. There's a lifetime yet to come. But your lives just be reflections of the one your love comes from. 'Cause it's only beginning. Day's a fresh new start, daily growing closer in spirit, mind, and heart. Today is the foundation you'll be building on the rest of your life. We'll be right back.
just be reflections of the one your love comes from, 'cause it's only beginning. Today's a fresh new start. May they grow closer in spirit, mind, and heart. Today is the foundation you'll be building on the rest of your life. He is the foundation you'll be building on the rest of
So, you made your promises and gave your rings, and you wouldn't be at this point if you had not sought the Lord and known in your hearts, both of you, that this is what he wanted to do. You did get the marriage license. I suspected you were going to move the date up when you got the marriage license like a couple of days ago. I figured that it wasn't going to be June. So we did what our part, and we're trusting God to do his part. And the state of Maine and the kingdom of God have given me the authority, based on all of this, to pronounce that you are husband and wife. And what God joins together, don't let a human separate. You may smooch the bride. You may stop smooching the bride. Okay. Turn around. Ladies and gentlemen, I can truly say this. For the very first time on planet Earth, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Pastor and Mrs. Wayne Robbins. Do 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 do